generally Hanukkah falls out by Parshas Miketz. And all the Mepharshim of Masber, many Mepharshim of Masber, the connection between Hanukkah and Miketz. However, this year Hanukkah falls out Parshas Vayishev, which is unique, and Leibichdi Zichah, there is a connection between Hanukkah and Vayishev, more than one. Maybe we'll speak out one Nakuda. The Indian Mekubal by Hanukkah is the Indian of Chizuk HaTorah. When I was by Rav Asher, I used to give a longer share on Hanukkah, not shorter share. That's how it used to be. Chizuk HaTorah. Even though, when is the no Chizuk HaTorah? Elul is to Mechazik Torah. It's only during a Torah Smei Tshuva. So, Hashana Rabba, Simchas Torah, Mechazik Torah. Tchilas Azman, always, Kol Hilech HaKharas Chala, Chizuk HaTorah. Hanukkah, Zayis Hanukkah, Chizuk HaTorah. Purim is the day, it's Kabbalah HaTorah of Ba'avo. And then Shira Sayim or Zichur and Shavuos is Tach Kabbal Sotero. The later days, like the Rambam says, V'yavid afilu echon mihem. The mission says in Pirkei Avos, when the nights get longer, a person has to be marich is Limud HaTorah. Now, as the after Tu B'Av, when it starts getting the days get shorter. But the truth is, that's what Chazal say. Chazal say, min advarim shetzrichim lechazik behem tamid v'chol koichai. Torah is one of the things. And Mimela, any chizik in Torah is always good. The Bach brings down Benegia to the what happened by Hanukkah was that there was this rashlis in the Avodah, and because of this rashlis in the Avodah, therefore there was a gzira keneged Klal Yisrael of the Yevanim, and when there were Moitzer Nefesh for Avodas Hashem, Memela Kadosh Baruch Hu also was returned their Mesiris Nefesh with a nace and reciprocated with a nace. And there was Zechat to Yeshua. Now, it's Eina Bechdi that when you're Moisir Nefesh, then you're Zechat Enes. Because that's really the Inyan of being Moisir Nefesh. What's the Inyan of being Moisir Nefesh is Mesiris Nefesh means Mesiris Ratzin. Yeshas Nafshachem, Rashi says, means Ratzinchem. To be Moisir Nefesh means to be give up your Ratzin. That means the Tev of a person is that a person doesn't like being mitamet. He doesn't like to expend effort, whether the expending effort means mentally or means not with atlas, getting up in the morning, learning, anything that takes effort. The default of the body is to oyev es hamenucha. And anything that goes keneged that, anything which is going keneged that, is really mesiras nefesh. It's keneged the ratzon of a person. And Mamela, that's the Mesiris Nefesh. He's being Moiser his Nefesh. He's being Moiser his Ratzin for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is Moiser his Ratzin and he goes Keneged his Teva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also goes Lamaila Min HaTeva. When you go Lamaila Min HaTeva, then the Ribbono Shel Olam responds Lamaila Min HaTeva and you Zechat HaNeis. So, like Rav always says, that you're not Zechat HaNeis, Ein Neis B'li Baal HaNeis. There always has to be some Zchus for the Neis to happen. Where does the schus come from? The schus comes from a person being Meisr Nefesh. When a person is Meisr Nefesh and he goes L'mayla Min HaTeva, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu also works L'mayla Min HaTeva. And that's really the... A Yid can see that on a daily basis in his Hashgacha Pratis. When a person goes L'mayla Min HaTeva, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds L'mayla Min HaTeva, and what maybe seems like Teva, a Kadosh Baruch Hu works it out, that Ataka doesn't... there's no... Somebody just tell me now, somebody's going through a very difficult time, and the person was asking him, no, how do you make it through the month? Every month is an ace. Every month is an ace. What does it mean? It's an ace nigla, like see some time. Sometimes God is an ace nigla. But because the broker works an ace, that works the teva, that it should be an ace. And that, I heard a nice part from a mashgiach. He said, Ruchaim Shifman Shlita. He said that there's a difference between the presuming nisa of Hanukkah and the presuming nisa of, let's say, Pesach and the other times of the Indian of Pesumi Nisa. That the Pesumi Nisa is to be Mefarsim the Nes. Generally, Pesumi Nisa is when you're Mefarsim, which Nes happened. However, by Hanukkah, the Pesumi Nisa is to Mefarsim that there is such a thing as Nes. There wasn't anything special about the Nes of that the oil lasted for 8 days. There was always a Nes in the Beis HaMikdash that the oil lasted the entire day. There was always a Nes that the Ner Maravi didn't go out, Bechlal. There's always that one of the nisim. However, to be mefarsim that there is such a thing, I would say b'teva, that there is such a thing that there is an ace. That there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, that there is a matzav of nisim for Like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, really, even if he makes it look like it's Teva, however, it's really an ace, kafi the mice of a person. If a person dies early, less than 60 years old, because the reason why he died is because he had a heart attack. But why did he have a heart attack? No one else had a heart attack this week, so why did he have a heart attack? And if other people did also, it's not an answer. The answer is because he was over something that was chayav karis, so mamela. That's why 16 years ago, and he was never chayav b'tshuva, so mamela. He was nifter b'kitzur yamim. I looks like teva and achanami, but it's not teva. The fact that it rains also looks like teva. I remember once hearing from Matzio Salman many years ago. He came to Eretz Yisrael. This is 20 years ago. Came to Eretz Yisrael. I think it was my first year here in Eretz Yisrael. And he was speaking about Shemitah. One of the things he said is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'i nivru ra'amim ela lefashit akmumiyu shebaleiv. The only reason there's such a thing as thunder is lefashit akmumiyu shebaleiv. It's to smooth out the bumps in a person's heart. He says, what's up, Shat? He says that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends thunder, maybe it starts raining even a little bit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends thunder, and there's the one or two yidin that they chapa treisel, they get a little bit of a shake from the thunder. You know, really should be chayz b'tshuva. Really, that's the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekoychayu gvurasei malei oylam is the hirat tshuva, and b'schus the hirat tshuva, and b'schus the tshuva that a person does, then rain comes down. It was, it looks like it's a natural process. No, loy nivru ramim ela lafashir akmum yishabalev. The only reason that they're there is to smooth out the akmum yishabalev. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hanami reciprocates, and he's mashpia shefa. When a person goes keneged his ratzin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia shefa. That's really the difference, the chura, between Chochmas Yavan and Chochmas Atero. What's the difference between Chochmas Yavan and Chochmas Atero? There's many differences, but the basic difference of they were also with the Chochma. However, the Chochma of Yavan is in no way Machayev them. They have the Chochma, like the famous story that they say about Aristotle. I'm not Aristotle now. They found them doing something you shouldn't be doing. Don't you preach not that way? Yeah, but I'm not Aristotle now. What does that mean, I'm not Aristotle now? There's the Yedius, and it doesn't connect from the Yedius into the rest of the body. It's not machayev in any way. I know that this is the right way, but I don't have to practice what I preach. Liman HaTorah is fakert. Liman HaTorah, Torah Melashon Hayro. It teaches you what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to live your life. Like the Ramban says, Kasher Tokom in a Sefer, Chavos Hashem Lamadatom, Yesh B'chol Adam Shatu Yuchal Kaimo. That's when you're learning to see, can you put it into practice? Putting it into practice, that's L'mayim HaTeva. That means that I learned something that I don't do until now. From that it's you want to put into practice. That means there's something that you're doing now that something that you learned now that you haven't been doing up until now, and you're going to put it into practice. That's L'may L'min HaTeva. I'm going to start doing something, and that's really Limud Alibad Helchasa. Limud Sugiyas Alibad Helchasa is not just that we're learning it. What does it say down at the end of the day? It means to put into practice. L'may, so what am I doing? Once we're on the topic, I just mentioned that when we're learning about Birchas HaTorah, we're learning about Kriya Shema Ukedeme, it's Kedai also to be Mekabel something to, in the Indian of working on the Birchas HaTorah themselves, not just to know the halachas, what to do if you have a suffix and you woke up and you botched up late and you didn't ask your wife and b'chulu, all the questions that we had, but also to, in the Birchas HaTorah, like the Torah says, when a person says Birchas HaTorah Asher Baruch, what do we call Amim? What he should be thinking about Matan Torah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Natan Lanu Torah Mitecha Eish, and Mizbeich Habanu Mikol Umayis and b'chulu, to take maybe a few minutes to open up a seder that has a pirish, to go through the Indian of Birchas HaTorah, to go through the Indian of Kriya Shema, to know what we're saying, to b'chulu. But that's the L'mayla Min HaTeva, is to take something that you learned and you weren't doing and change what you're doing. To change what you're doing and now go ahead and integrate it and make it a part of your daily schedule. That's the chur of the connection to Parshas Vayeshev. The Parshas Vayeshev is, we see this kama v'kama pomim, Tomer she went L'mayla Min HaTeva, not to go and embarrass Yehuda, she was Zeche. She was zeche with her mysterious nefesh to malachim. She was zeche to stay alive. But specifically with regard to Yosef HaTzadik, we find that when he was about to be nichshal with Eishes Beitifar, so it says nearest alay d'mus diukin Eishel Aviv. So first of the question, of course, anybody that their father would come to them, the d'mus diukno would come to them right before they're about to do Aviru, so they want to do the Aviru. So shkoyach, Yosef HaTzadik. And if any time that I was going to go ahead and my father would come to me and be in front of me, then I also want to do it. What's the grace of? And the answer is that if you did what Yosef did, then your father would come to you. And Chanami, Yosef went l'mal minateva. Yosef did everything that he could possibly do. He went keneged, he was moiser nefesh kipshutei mamish, not to be nechshal. And at a certain point, it was just too much. Then in Chanami, nearest Lai Dibukna, he got a siyata d'shmaya l'mal minateva that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to help him. When a person goes elmal yachadish baruch hu ezrei neyochalai, but a person has to do their chilek first. When a person goes keneged or teva, a person tries to go, they refrain, or vayimoyin, like it says by vayimoyin. It says by the first thing to do is when the Yitzhar comes is to say no, not just to go like sheep led to slaughter. It's not the first thing to say no. If a person is chas v'shalom nechshal afterwards, it's a whole different story. But not to just let it fly. That there's the first no, you're standing keneged. I'm going to be moyser nefesh. I'm going to go keneged my ratzon ukedemer. The Revolver said that he once had a maisa that the yeshiva was mamish in dire straits, and he went to the chazanish and he told him, he says, I don't know what to do for the yeshiva. So what am I going to do? So Revolver says, he says, jump into the water, and he says, when it gets up to here, he says, then there's going to be kriyas yamsuf. When it gets up to your neck, mamish, there's nowhere else to go, then there's kriyas yamsuf, which is the best of what happened by kriyas yamsuf. In other words, what's the pshat in that? Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how far you could go. What is it? And he says, no, are you going to be moiser nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Are you going to be moiser nefesh? Are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? You go as far as you could go, you can't go any further. Once you can't go any further, Chanami, it's going to split. B'teva is going to split. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the nascence of the Teva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the Siyata Deshmaya, that's going to split. You're going to see L'mayla min HaTeva. And that's the chizik for Chanukah, maybe is to think about this nekuda, that it doesn't have to be that everything just, you know, slides. And that there's, I'm a little bit tired, so I'll close the Gemara and go, and that's it. No, maybe Taka, you should put in a little bit of effort, and even though you're tired, be metamet, stand up maybe. Did you try standing up? Stand up and see. What's the difference? I'm going home in a few minutes. I just had it with Yungaman. I'm quiet. I don't see anything. It was first Seder. The first Seder is a little different. And it was at towards the end of Seder already, and he was a little bit tired. He put down his head. He says, you know what? I'm really tired. I think I'm going to go. So I mentioned something about the Mesiras Nefesh. So he decided to stay. So I said, no, I didn't really mean it. He says, what? After you give me Techochas, I'm not going to stay. But Revolver says that when a person, why am I bringing out this Nekuda? And he stayed. Because Revolver says that very often when a person takes that extra few minutes, you're having trouble going through Tesis. You don't understand exactly what Tesis is saying. You know what? I'll just close the Gemara and I'll try now at the time. If you take that extra minute, you know what? I'm going to spend another 2 minutes. You're right. I thought I want to close the Gemara. I'm going to spend another 2 minutes. He says, Kamat always, he says, you have Siyata Deshmaya, Lamala Menateva, to understand in a way that you don't. And it's tried and true. Tried and true, you could try this. And the Mela of the Chizik of Hanukkah, over Hanukkah, to, when there's one of those times, to try to be Mitzchazik in, whether it's Torah, or whether it's Tvila, to be Metamet, Ksat, a little bit more. You know what? I'm going to try to be Mechavah during the Bracha. Try to be, whether it's Tzedakah. No, right? The guy comes, sticks out his hand. No, I'm not going to give him. Maybe you should give him. Maybe instead of the guy calls on the phone, maybe instead of giving him 10 shekels, you give him 20 shekels. Maybe think about it for it. Not just so. The little bit connected the Ratzon of thinking about what it is, that's really Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means doesn't have to be. It could be like Tamar. Doesn't have to be Tamar. Every time that a person is Meiser, is Ratzon for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's being Meiser Nefesh, and he's Zeichet the Siyata Deshmaya L'Malam and HaTeva.